Hidden behind the stone walls of Agreda, Spain, lived a woman of extraordinary grace, Venerable Mary of Jesus of Agreda, a 17th century Franciscan abbess, mystic, and spiritual daughter of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Through divine favor, she was shown heavenly mysteries, visions of creation, of angels, and of the sacraments that give life to the soul. Among them, none shone brighter than her vision of what happens when a soul receives the Holy Eucharist. Mary of Agreda saw that every time a soul approaches Holy Communion, all of heaven pauses in silent awe. Angels gather around the altar, adoring the hidden God made present in the host. She described how the Blessed Virgin Mary herself bows in adoration at every Mass on earth, pleading that every soul receive a son with purity and love. In a vision, when the consecrated host touches the tongue of the faithful, Christ Himself enters the soul as a radiant sun, flooding it with divine light. She wrote that the soul becomes a throne of the Most High, and that the fire of the Eucharist burns away every remaining trace of sin and coldness. Those who embrace Him worthily, she said, are embraced by the very fire of divine charity. Every fiber of their being is touched by grace, mind, heart, and soul transformed by the living God. Mary saw the soul after communion shining like crystal, transparent with the light of heaven. Grace circulated within it like living streams of fire. But she also saw how distracted or lukewarm communions wound the Sacred Heart of Jesus, how careless souls receive Him without love, and the divine fire remains unkindled. Even so, His mercy waits, even in the most imperfect heart. A spark of grace remains, longing to grow into flame. Mary of Agreda described that, as the soul receives the Eucharist, angels kneel beside it in adoration, for within that moment, heaven touches earth. Every worthy communion, she said, renews the soul's baptismal beauty and strengthens it against the powers of darkness. In her writings, Venerable Mary pleaded that all Catholics receive the Eucharist with faith, humility, and love. For this sacrament, she said, is the very heartbeat of the Church. For Mary of Agreda, every communion was a new incarnation of love, God descending once more into the soul, transforming it into a living sanctuary of His divine presence. Her vision reminds us, every time we receive the body of Christ, heaven bends towards earth, and our soul, purified and renewed, becomes one with the Lord of glory.